and Review Show.
Hey, Roast and Review Show is popping.
My name is KO.
My name is Motherfucking Stallion.
And if you guys are new to the shows where artists are going to submit music, I'm going to review it.
And I'm going to roast it because that is my thing.
And if you guys want to submit music for tonight's show, because we're going to play some randoms throughout tonight, you can submit your music too.
Roastandreview at gmail.com. That is roastletterinreview@gmail.com.
All right, so we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
Yeah, we out here. We fully out here.
And Twitch.
So if you got Twitch on any of your devices, download that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Put it on your Xbox. You can pull us up on the TV. Mm. You feel me? We also still got Facebook, YouTube. What else? Mixer. Whatever the fuck else you can go live on, bro. We on that bitch. Fuck you talking about?
Aaron Army is in the building.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, Craig, what up, man? So tonight we are interviewing Therese. Therese Music can't wait. Her hair matches the overlay.
It should be
so
fun.
Yeah, it's gonna coordinate pretty well. So
Color coordinate. Hell yeah.
All right, so
she's like a Disney princess.
We're going to get into the first song tonight. A little misunderstanding, and she was not afraid to vocal. Yeah. She's from Philly.
Okay, so now listen, Roast and Review fans and family. Remember when I say only trash rappers get mad?
Oh, boy. All right, so she
I feel
got
like
mad.
This is it.
So she was one of the free submissions. So we always get shit from free submissions. Free submissions. She's very upset that she was told that she would get played last night. Obviously, it was our comeback show. We had a ton of platinum reviews.
Yeah, she got crazy.
She got pushed to this show. So she's up first. But she went in talking about how we made her look like a liar in front of her friends and that it wasn't a good look.
I had people watching and God told me that I was going to get played and I didn't get played. So fuck y'all.
Tiara. How do you say that?
Tiara.
Monroe Bands.
Okay.
Okay, so the song is called The Rundown.
By Tiara Monroe. So you did all this hooping and hollering for us to hear your song. Now we finna hear your shit. This better be riding.
I hope it's fire.
That shit better be riding. Tell you that.
I can tell by the font. I don't like the font.
Yep. Nope. That shit is Microsoft Word like a motherfucker.
Hey, Becca. How you doing? Brian Martin. Tracy Boyle. You better blow this shit up.
Yeah, so better kill this hoe. Oh, God. It's a
rundown. I'ma shut it down. You think she a bad bitch?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the things that I'm really trying to say. I don't play with you fakes all day.
What?
You be stunting in the street. You be stunting on me. You be hating all motherfucking day. I don't give a fuck about you. Give a fuck about that fat. Mama cheeseburger hoe with the Big Mac. Where you chat about me? I'ma say me. I don't want that. GMO bitches. I don't trust that you a suspect. You worrying about me? Soon as you see me on IG, your face me.
I'm done.
I don't give a shit about you. So calm down. You can
stop. Whose fucking mans is this, bro?
Who actually tuned in on her behalf last night?
Bro, I guarantee it was her auntie, her boyfriend that be using her for her car, and her best friend that don't really fuck with her like that. That's what we're goof up.
Is she even rapping? I gotta know what she look like.
Hey, man, real quick, rappers, taking perks and going to the studio might work for some rappers, not for all. Girl, you sound like your tongue was sleep.
Yo. Oh.
That been sound like her tongue was sleep the whole verse.
This is her.
No cap.
Oh, man.
No. Nah,
yeah,
son.
This, from Philly.
Go back to, you know what pitch I want.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Ugh.
You not what?
So.
She look like the crab from the Little Mermaid. Goof ass. Like, no, under the sea face ass.
I got my apology.
Hey, she look like what happened when Prince Fiona turned nighttime. Goof ass. Green Shrek looking ass. Girl, you built like an auntie. Fuck going on, man. She built like an uppercase U, stupid ass. Why her buns uneven? That shit goofy as hell, boy. You be like, and these be the type of people mad at us, bro. Like, the fuck? For real? You thought you was going to make it in music, bro? Built like a period? Like, whose man's is this, dog? She built like the top of a jewel pod. No cap. On the set. Bitch, you are rotund. Fuck you talking about? This is wild, like, bro. And look, I wouldn't even went so hard on her if she wouldn't have been talking shit. Like, don't be talking. You talking shit to the roast people? Stupid? Like, we got the mic, bitch. They can't hear you. Fuck you talking about? All right. Oh, yeah. Season 3, bitch. We back. Fuck you talking about?
Season 4.
It's season 4. Excuse me, season 4, bitch. Hey, I'm roasting everybody trying to correct me right now, damn it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. So that's what happens when you do dumb shit and hit us up like you got a fucking attitude.
What's funny was she said if we don't respond back, she was roasting us. Hey,
so if y'all don't respond back, I'm roasting y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know what it is. Girl, bye. Ain't nobody trying to hit that Fred Flintstone body. Oh, God. That bit built like Paul Blart. Fuck you talking about?
Well, Platinum Review.
Switch the energy up, fuck.
We're gonna
yo. Oh, God. What are you talking about?
I don't even know what to say.
Well, they forgot, man. Yeah.
If we didn't have an interview, show was over. Show was over. Oh, that was hilarious. Anyway, Platinum Review, Brendan Lee. Do you remember this dude? I think he was the one who made, like, the diss track on Roast and Review.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, season 2.
I do remember him, this tall-ass midget, bro. Yep.
So he's got a video out.
He look like if you could expand the screen like you do on your phone. So now you're just a 6-foot fucking midget. That's how you look.
Let's see what this song's about.
I'm talking about he even got midget fingers. This shit is wild.
All right. Looks like good production.
He don't look tall, but he is. That shit crazy.
Oh, call me Bobby Vando, chasing at the bag, dirty cup in my hand, full of lean in the sand. Spend a little cash on a bitch, and she bad. Bobby Vando's pulling up in a brand new jet. Now flex these racks. The girl's outfit got me tripping.
In his defense, bro, this ain't as bad as last time. This ain't as bad as last time. At least he ain't got on that goof ass basketball jersey like the last
one. Genesis.
Oh, man. Hey, the video hard too, no cap.
Kelsey Norma, what up? Aunt, what up?
All right, switch the flow up.
It's the outfit that's doing it for him.
I fuck with it. I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And you know he the ops low key. I like don't want to fuck with it, but it's not bad.
Alright, what is the chat saying? What's the chat saying right now? Did he say a tall midget?
I did, Shaw did.
This dude owns a tire shop.
This is Mexican homeboy that ain't really Mexican though.
This is the dude who paid for the video.
Nah, hell nah. That's the nigga that be helping him get them grams. Hey, bro, I'm finna come through and get a G. Too fast.
I never saw a fucking Hyundai Genesis.
Hey, you see Buddy Oz? His shit red like he finna turn into a zombie. That boy is sick. You feel like on The Walking Dead when they get sick, their eyes be red and shit? That nigga got a cold. Ain't nobody gonna tell me he ain't sick.
Ain't my birthday, but your bitch give me cake. Wow.
Hey, you sliding on me, chum. Hey, man, shout out to all the big fellas out here, man. They putting on for the fat guys, bro. Like the last artist that was on here.
Nobody caught that. You'll catch it later. All right. That's a Platinum Review. Would you buy that record?
No. Nah, I wouldn't buy that.
Like ever?
Nah. But what I will say, if I got in the car with somebody who had it planned, like, I'm not going to tell you to turn it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you to turn some shit in your car. Hop in and be like, nah, we ain't doing that. Oh, God. Like, if I get in your car, Cardi be playing, get up out that jam.
Oh, no. What up? I came across your platform, and I'd like you to review my song called Lyrical Karate. Wait, it gets funnier. Wait a minute. We're not done. His artist name is Bert Ells.
Wait a minute. It's a nigga named Bert?
L, com, or apostrophe, Z.
If you don't get your goof ass out of here, Bertrand, fuck you talking about?
Karate, lyrical karate. Here we go.
Hey, whose man's is this? Now watch he be. Oh,
yo,
yeah.
He better
I was
slide.
Literally just about to say, watch he be sliding and the
he
beat started.
Better slide.
Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Birdells.
Birdells.
About to.
It's Birdells.
This nigga trying to say Birdells.
Yo, I make it toe tap and soul clap. I'm so fat. In school, I was voted the most likely to go plat. Smooth as a saxophone, I groove and relax at dome. My rap's supposed to add to the bone. These facts at home. I'm max his own, home alone, like Macaulay Culkin. Write your rhymes and have your body rocking and the party popping. I've been the truth when I'm in the booth. My music keeps the women grinning. The
this ain't as bad as I wanted it to be.
Sort of scary how we're more to vary. Extraordinary and short, the kind of guy you let your daughter marry. I slaughtered a very
bold flow. The comment last night sent 3 miles back. Home. Yo,
I got the sort of style that be making sure he's not smile. Doing it in a way that's not appealing to the ear.
As soon as I pick up the mic, instead of flipping it, kicking the type, but let me
get
you.
He's sliding
it.
If you win your seat, then stand up. Think in the back of the back.
Find a hottie
in the back of the back.
Body to body while I turn this
in the back of the back.
Out,
yeah. Yeah. In the back.
Everybody clap your hands to the beat. If you win your seat, then stand on your feet.
The yeah, fam was the, he definitely graduated high school in 96. Whoever this is.
Liverpool karate. I mean, how do you just name a lyrical crowd?
I'll rock the stage and raise havoc like Pac and Rage. Lock me in the booth.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know
I'll
you fuck with this, Don Julio.
He is
round
definitely
the clock,
dated.
I drive lyrics at a bound to knock out. The speaker so loud, you hear it when you down the block.
Okay.
Nah, that wasn't bad, bro.
It was
hip-hop. It felt like hip-hop.
Yo, so his name is Bertley.
Wait a minute. Wait.
So he calls himself Bert Ells.
That's definitely a different Bert variation name that I've never heard before.
Bertley.
I thought it was Bertrand.
Bertley.
That bit named Bertley. Yeah, your mama creative as hell, boy. Points points for creativity.
Guys, if you're new to the show, this is the Roast and Review show.
Yes,
where artists
ma'am.
Are going to submit music. I'm going to review it.
And I'm going to roast it because that's my thing.
If you guys want to submit music for tonight's show, please make sure you are sending your music to
roastandreview@gmail.com. That is roastletterinreview@gmail.com. Or if you want to skip the line right now, go to roastandreview.com.
Yeah.
Follow the Platinum Review prompt and get on. Yeah.
Right. Now listen. Okay. We need you guys to share right now. We're going to blow it up. Tonight we got a interesting interview. Therese.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
She looks like a life-size Barbie.
Yes. Very, very pink hair.
I feel like kids would love her.
I can't wait to interview her. I know Stallion's got a lot of questions. I got a few of my own, too. What is Corey saying right now? Why is he even hovering? He needs a seatbelt. Seriously.
Corey up in the bank ass.
Yeah. Corey needs a seatbelt. Yo, do not cross this line.
Fucking seatbelt. Corey need a girdle. Up in the bank.
Yo, as much as he will deny it till the day. He wants to be on this camera so bad, bro.
Corey, come sit down, nigga. Yeah. Corey, you want to roast the next song,
Corey?
Yeah,
you want to get on the song?
You want to roast the next song, Corey?
How about we just roast Corey?
Corey, you want to roast the next song, bro? We'll let you do the review, bro.
God damn.
Shit.
Let's play random. Let's show them how we rock on some.
Let's
some
do the random shit.
All right, I'll let you pick.
I'm not gonna lie. I need to hear this guy, Alejandro Aranda. Fuck you, talking about. That nigga got a Mexican superhero name. Alejandro Aranda. His name is Scary Pool Party.
That's weird.
I kind of like it. No cap.
Scary Pool Party.
I kind of like
it. I hope he's fire because then that would be a cool name to promote.
Yeah, like Party Next Door.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the art. I like the cover art. That should look.
Let's see what it looks like. Yeah, that looks cool. Scary Pool Party. You think it's going to be in English?
I hope so. Like, I fucking hope so. Oh.
Joe Spillman, what up, man?
Oh.
Gary Pugh.
Wait. Oh. Wait. I don't know if
you can relate to me. Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit, we
remember when it came so easily. Don't fuck this up.
Please don't fuck this up.
So please don't go away.
Oh yeah, this shit's lit.
I would bump we're gonna look for this song now. Cholo Love.
This shit is raw. This shit is cold.
Holy
this shit,
shit
is cold.
I gotta buy the song. Light this shit up right now. Share this for scary pool party.
I love B Stuff do that shit. That nigga did a Sam Smith high note.
Got it.
Come and get that.
Hey, we're buying this song right now.
Yeah, we buying this shit ASAP. Cop
Cholo
that.
Love right now. Cop buying that. It. Buying it.
Welcome to the playlist, fellow.
So please don't go away. I'm begging you.
Bought it.
Be the center of my
done and done. That's what we do on the Roast and Review.
On the set.
What's the chat? Light this shit up more. Fire emojis only. Yo.
Hey.
This song is fire.
Oh, that shit slide.
Yo. I got to find his IG. Let's see what he looks like.
Yeah, hell yeah. I need that.
And what he look like.
What?
Hold up. Stop the song.
I'm fucking floored.
Oh.
Juan Sanchez is the nigga who sang this.
Alejandro.
This nigga sell oranges, bro. This kid is fucking talented. Holy shit.
Did we just find a diamond?
No, he's already.
Bro.
I'm speechless. He already got a verified check.
Oh, shit.
He's a thing already.
Yo, we need to interview
hey,
this dude.
Hey, if you watching Alejandro Aranha.
He just submitted this. Are you watching this show?
If you watching, bro, yo, get in contact with us.
I feel like calling you now.
Yeah, legit, bro. That shit was wild.
Holy shit.
Blown the fuck away. That was lit, bro.
One of the best randoms, probably.
I'm glad we did randoms.
On this
damn,
show.
That shit got me in a good mood now. What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Hey, boy, slid that, but you're cold, bro.
What did Chad think about that? I'm just curious, guys. Like, what are we talking about here?
Marco said
sign him.
Marco said he need a manager.
Probably.
Nigga,
I'm probably nuts.
I'm a whole ass artist, and I want to manage the nigga. Fuck.
Yo, Mark, he need a manager?
Oh, God.
P Lane, like, no, man, I'm your motherfucking artist.
P Lane, somewhere looking like, bruh. Bruh. On the set. Hey, damn, bro, I'm shook. That shit was raw.
I bought the song, guys, and I encourage you guys to, too.
Definitely, man, for sure. How do we go to the next song after that?
His IG is Scary Pool Party.
Yeah, that's his name.
That's it.
But I knew by his name he had to be dope
because
I liked the name as soon as I heard it. That's a weird name to like.
I liked the name. He was on American Idol?
No. Was he?
I hope.
Hey, yeah, hit us up, bro. We definitely going to work.
Wow.
I fuck with that. And you know what I'm saying? On some singing shit, bro, your voice is flawless.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Voice is flawless.
He like fucked up my whole flow right now. That song.
Yeah, that
so
nigga
better.
Fucked my head up right now. Like, damn, I wish we would have heard that one at 9:55.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Damn.
Mercy Choppa style.
Hey, Mercy, I'm so sorry, bro.
I feel bad for anybody.
You got to go after that? I'm so sorry, bro.
Choppa style. Here we go.
Damn, that shit was riding. I'm listening to that when I go home. Scary pool party. That shit rides.
I want to follow my G right now.
For sure, bud.
Hey, guys, we got Therese in the building tonight.
Hold on now. Some of that R&S. Huh?
Maybe it's an instrumental.
No.
Some of that R&S, huh? Real nigga shit. All right. I just followed Scary pool party. With a thick bitch,
I need a thick. Hey, hold up now. I play with the clip, but I don't play with it. Chop a stab, bitch. Yeah, chop shit. Chop a stab, bitch. Yeah, hey, this shit block.
Hey.
When the fuck y'all start making good music out here, fam? We been getting the influx of good music on this motherfucker.
Yeah, wow. I see you trying to function in this bitch, but you know your boy CJ came to fuck some shit. Really pluck some cheek, really thug some bitch. Shawty swing my way, come in politic.
The beat is winning. Nah, the beat doing it for him. The beat is winning. Shit wrong. And his voice, too.
I said we my chick with threesomes of shit, and I'm just trying to keep it real. She'll tell you this shit. Son of a bitch.
Hold on. I think I heard purchase your track today.
Nah, you didn't.
Quick, I know you snuck out of the house. We have your home by six. And hell yeah, I said
nah,
we my chick with threesomes of shit. And I'm just trying to keep it real. She'll tell you this shit.
Yeah, that's the beat. Son of that's him. That's his ad lib. Okay.
Yeah, I liked him. That bit was cold.
I liked it him.
That bit, and for you to follow up the fire of Scary Pool Party.
The beat did it, though. I heard your lyrics. Yeah. It was kind of...
It fit. Because we not finna sit here and act like he sound worse than anybody else on the radio.
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't bad.
It was a very hard follow-up song.
And you did a damn good job. Because honestly, after Scary Pool Party, bro, anybody else after that is going to sound bad. So you didn't sound bad.
So guys, just so guys clarify, we are streaming on Facebook, we are streaming on YouTube and Twitch. So we're gonna be looking into Twitch a lot. So I want you guys to understand.
Yeah.
Follow us, Roast and Review Show, on Twitch.
All you Twitchers, man, go follow that shit, bro.
Yeah. And if we see you on the Twitch, we're gonna start doing exclusive stuff for you guys. So please make sure that you guys let us know you're watching
us
on Twitch.
Huh? For merch? A free merch?
Oh, we'll do a free merch maybe.
I want some free merch.
Yeah,
fuck.
Peanut Gallery over here. Talking free merch.
Hey, Corey going to have cue cards. Like, tell him about the free merch.
Stupid.
Oh, God.
Corey's just dying to be on camera.
Yeah.
Can we do another random? Oh, we do have a platinum review that came in.
I love that.
We got a platinum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What is that? Your phone? Ah, that shit cool. That shit cool.
Not making rain on little bitch.
Corey's just trying to feel like a part of the show the show.
I love Corey. Midwife built ass.
Oh, no. So this song is called Bonus Track, and the song is called F Word.
Fuck!
What? Now I got to download this shit?
Oh.
I'll do it because it's a platinum review.
Fuck!
I would say it's not downloading.
What?
It's not, it's not downloading.
Why is it doing that?
Spiv, can you send in a link or something?
Yeah, bro. Click it again.
I'll do it one more time.
Damn, bro. Your song won't download. Now we finna get another fucking angry email. Yeah. You guys, I'm paying $25.
Nah, it's not letting us download.
Man, bro. You gotta give us something to work with, man.
But we do have another platinum review.
Okay. This one look hard.
Yeah, looks like a little harder.
This one look hard.
All right, here we go. In the sheets, Mrs. Dollar.
All right, Miss Dollar. Miss Dollar, like she working a daycare.
Hey,
what?
Hey. Good. You looking good?
Thank you, girl.
Golly.
Why her voice like that?
Thank you, girl.
I hate amateur skits in the videos.
Yeah, like. I hope you had to expect
you
it
can great. Barely rap, and now you're trying to act.
Ain't no Oscars going around on this one.
Yes. She got that Therese haircut, though.
Go ahead and run, girl. Let me see what you're working with.
Oh, what? I hate the font.
In the sheets.
You see how the... Oh, my Jesus.
This is a video from the 90s.
Oh, my Jesus. That's cheating. That was just...
Why she doing that?
Automatically?
Why she doing that? Off the jump.
Pretty sugar poured all over your body. I'm bouncing up and down, got me getting excited. I'm the best you ever had, and you know I ain't lying. I be your sex slave, baby, tell me I'm naughty. You fuck me like an animal, you make me moan, boo. You can keep hitting it like you want to.
I'm uncomfortable.
Like a freak, baby,
I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable.
When
I'm not gonna lie.
Inside, I'ma throw it on you.
It's the hats in the corner of the bed is getting me.
It got her name on it.
Yo.
Hey, this shit'll be dope if I just put my hats back here.
Goof ass.
All right, I'm uncomfortable.
But it ain't a bad song.
She's running through my
back and spine. Bust it down, Tatiana. The candles got me. Oh my god, this video is too fun.
I still ain't seen a real shot of her booty. I don't feel like she got ass for real. I'ma throw it on you, grind all on you. I feel like it's hips and thighs. You know what I'm saying? That's why she got it at that angle. Like, Arab is like she got some ass angle.
Wow, people are throwing tomatoes at it.
They throwing tomatoes? Damn.
Oh, no.
Hey, she look like the mama from Holiday's Heart.
It's not a bad
thing. All black people gonna feel that. Shit.
Oh my god, she almost sprayed that in her mouth.
She sprayed it and she hit herself in the face like. That bitch can smell good as hell right now. Fuck you, too much.
Oh, could have started a fire with those fucking candles.
This song definitely wasn't gonna do it.
The Miss Dollar.
Oh, yeah, I told you she ain't had no ass. I told you she ain't had no ass.
On a SpongeBob level. Is that Dr. Dollar?
Yeah, it is.
Shut the front door.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Is this a rap tandem, bitch?
Yo, this is the couple of the year.
Did they meet in the studio? Like,
I'm done.
Hey, yo.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's your boy, Mr. Dollar. You feel me? I'll be doing a cameo in the video with my girlfriend, Miss Dollar. You know what I'm saying? So, really, if you think about it, it's $2 in this motherfucker. You feel me? What's better than $1?
Why am I done? I'm done.
Goof ass.
I'm done.
That nigga, like, he work at sanitation. You know, garbage men get paid good, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably how he paid for the video.
Where are they going? Miss Dollar. Yo, they really going hard on the dollar.
She finna put that pancake on his ass. You hear me? Knock his ass out. Dude, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, you freaking hell, girl.
I'm done. Can I get some wine?
Girls be talking about they want a freak in the sheets, but don't want to take it in the butt.
Thank you. Well, my girl.
They be like,
she liked it.
I'm so nasty, I do whatever. Let me put it in your butt. Maybe not that. Oh, shit, my mom's watching. Hey, Mom.
Oh, that's awkward. That's so awkward.
My mama know I'm nasty, fuck. That's my mama, she know.
Oh, man. What? I gotta know what that's for.
That's for the time, nigga.
So he thinks that I can't see the clock that we're 2 minutes
away. It's a heads-up display.
Yo, you really just want a job. Yo, we gotta hire him. Let's hire him.
This nigga's a wild boy.
Yo. Oh, my Jesus. All right, so I'm losing it right now.
Why are you losing it?
Because it's the Mrs. Dollar and Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar?
Dr. Dollar.
I'm losing. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Dr. fucking Dollar.
All right, guys, we're going to get back in to the topic of the day, and then we're bringing on Therese live, and we got some questions to ask her with her upcoming music that she's got going.
Hey.
Nonsense in the building. What up, man? What up, dog?
Nonsense in a bit. What's up with your little ugly eye, my boy?
I had to get the wine.
Oh, yeah.
Stat, you ready for, you know what time it is?
I do.
Here we go.
This is the what's poppin' topic.
The what's poppin' topic of the day.
Roast and review. Yitty.
Yeah, man. So one of our GOATs, you did what I'm saying, has made another fucking power move. So the NFL has brought on Jay-Z to be their coordinator of music. You know what I'm saying? Coordinator of live music. So he will have a hand in the music that gets played on commercials, the music that's played during the game. He'll probably be doing all the scores for shit like that. Also, he'll have his hand in who performs at the Super Bowl. And on top of that, they are putting him in charge of their activism program. So things like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and a lot of other organizations that they work with, especially the military and shit like that. Jay-Z will have a hand in the promo for that and how it's ran. So that's definitely going to be lit. Jay-Z is out here doing GOAT shit, man. So shout out to Jay-Z for making that major move, because y'all definitely need some fucking help picking the music.
Yep.
The Super Bowl fucking concert this year, trash. So hopefully Jay-Z will fix that.
We don't know. Do we even know where the Super Bowl is this year?
Do we? I think we do. It's somewhere on the internet. They do that like a year in advance.
You know what? Dan said we should start Googling shit, so I'm going to start Googling shit. NFL Super Bowl 2020. Where is it at?
Where is it?
Oh, shit. It's in Miami.
It's in Miami.
Oh, ooh. My God.
Ooh, we might need to pull up.
Media passes.
Oh, we're in New Jersey. Oh.
You know what's funny?
I'm thinking like we in Florida. Like, oh, that's down the street.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was with you on that first time. I'm like, yeah, it is right down the street. You stupid as fuck.
Eagles games?
All right, we ready to bring on Therese. We going to do it.
Better nice. let's bring on Therese, man. I'm late for this.
We're going to do it right now.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
She seems like a really sweet girl. She is not ready for what's about to happen.
I feel bad.
she is not ready for what's about to happen.
I hope she is. Here we go,
Therese. She'll learn today.
Hey. Hey, can
Therese.
You hear us? What's going on? There she is. She's in the building. We got Therese in the building.
Therese, what's up with you, man? How are you
right now? Look at your hair.
Okay. Therese, first of all, how old are you? Are you old enough to be on this show?
Yeah, we need to know.
I'm 22.
All right, cool. I love the props in the background.
Yeah, that shit is lit.
Little secret touch of the guitars.
So, Therese, for everybody who doesn't know who you are,
yes.
What does Therese do?
Yes.
Yeah, well, my name is Therese. I'm a Canadian singer-songwriter, and I do the music thing.
Hey. So how long have you been doing the music thing?
Really seriously, since I was 16.
Oh, words. Oh, so you kind of vet low-key, nah?
Yeah.
So, like, you've been doing it since you've been 16, and you're here now.
Right.
What brought you to this point now?
A lot. I mean, for the longest time, I just wanted to be a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm from Alberta, which is like the Texas of Canada.
Bro, that's like one of the only places I know in Canada.
Yeah.
Toronto and Alberta. That's it.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of country music and stuff like that. And so I started out writing a lot of country music for myself and for other artists.
That's
and then
dope.
Decided that country wasn't really authentic to me. I never released anything or did anything like that, but I played a lot of country shows.
We had a Canada artist on Mercules.
He's so sick.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, I fought with Mercules.
Yeah, you should do a record with him.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah.
We can see what we can do on that. Yeah, I feel like that's not a hard ask. But so being a Canadian artist, How is, you said Canadian, where you were, they listen to country music. Forgive me. I'm from the South. I feel like that's the country. Where the fuck they got the country at in Canada? I almost said Canada.
Yeah.
It's a good question. We got some farms, but it's pretty cold up here.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's not a lot of, it's not a farm environment.
Yeah.
So do you do any, like, touring in the States? Like, do you do any shows? What do you do?
I play a little bit in Nashville.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, but I'm hoping to a lot more over the coming bit. This is my first single I've put out, so I haven't really had anything to tour with.
Okay, so what's the single? What's the name of the single?
It's called La La La.
La La La. Yes. Yeah, I've seen you getting a lot of love about that on your Instagram, so that's lit.
Yeah, people are so kind, and it's so cool to put something out and have such a great response from people. So it's been
that's
great.
Lit. Yeah. Keep that headspace, baby, because the further you go, the less kind it becomes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Was Instagram, is that how you linked up with Nicole Arbor?
No, so I actually met Nicole because she was hosting an event that I played at.
Okay.
And yeah, it was super sweet. It was like a
in Canada
weekend. Event, yeah,
in Canada, yeah, okay, cool,
yeah, and so we met at this event, and I don't know, we just kind of clicked. She gave me a lot of advice about of getting kickstarted through social media, since she's so wise with that, and then I was down in LA. And I just hit her up and was like, yo, let's grab a coffee. And she's like, I mean, we could, but we could also film a video. And
wow.
Sure. And so that's how that kind of video came to be.
Yeah.
That's lit. Yeah, so let's talk about you. Fuck the music chick for a second.
Oh, boy.
What is the perfect day for Therese?
Okay.
Perfect day? I don't know. I really like to work. Like, I love my job. And I'm just one of those people that my perfect day is, like, getting shit done.
Mm. Okay. Okay. So in your world, what is getting shit done? What does that entail?
Mm.
Lots of music stuff. I know we didn't. We said don't talk about the music. Yeah. But, I try to write every day.
Okay.
Me too. I feel that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of business stuff that goes behind.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
Portion.
They don't teach you that up front, right?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. No.
Yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes work that, you know, a lot of times doesn't really see the light of day.
People
don't see all that effort of sending emails and, you know, reaching out and doing all work. Those kinds of
things. Okay, so since you're all work, I'm going to make you talk about something other than that. What's your favorite color? Pink?
My favorite color. Yeah, right now it is.
Yeah. Okay, so the hair changes. Gotcha.
Okay, okay. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, boy, here it comes.
Favorite TV show? That's a good question. I'm really into Black Mirror.
I fuck with that, too.
All right, hold on. All right, hold on. We got to talk about this for a second. So I watched Black Mirror for the very first time two nights ago. All right?
Your mind was great.
And the episode I watched was White Christmas.
Oh, with the bear?
No. This one was, he got in someone's mind to get information to see if he committed the murder or not.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. It was, and you can block people. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That episode, like iLink, that whole thing. Yo, yeah. That shit is wild.
You watched that one. That was cool.
White Bear. You're talking about watch the White Bear. Yeah, white.
That one. Wow. But, Therese, have you seen the new ones?
No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That video game shit was crazy.
I know.
That shit made me not want to have physical contact with my best friend for like a week. I swear, don't touch me, bro. Don't touch me.
Wow.
Oh, God. So what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Just potatoes in almost any form.
What?
Wait, what?
Bread. What? That is not
You were ready with that answer, though. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but if you think about it, like potatoes, like you got chips, you got mashed potatoes, you got fries. Like it is the most...
That's facts. I mean, I guess when you think about it, that's a fact.
All right.
That is a fact. So, also, another question I had for you is, do you eat ass?
No.
You don't eat ass?
She got awkward right
away. You don't get your ass ate?
Not my thing. I can see my mom is like.
She is. Hey, my mama is too. Hey, moms.
Yeah, and it's weird because his mom is in the chat, and it's like, all right, this is getting a little awkward.
That's the show. That's our staple of the show. You see how uncomfortable it felt?
Yeah.
You're gonna clip that out later, and it's gonna be great.
I think it's not even like just the question, but it's the way you just put it.
Yeah, it's just out here. Just out here. What's your favorite food? Also, do you eat ass?
Talking about eating.
Yeah, facts. You handled that like a champ. Not everybody knows how to handle that.
Yo, it's funny. We did a test call in the beginning, and I'm like, all right, so we're set. Everything looks good. You look good. Cool. We're done. Also, are you ready for all the questions? She's like, yep, I'm ready.
And that's how you know they don't watch.
No one is ready.
That's how you know they don't watch.
I think I'm as pink as your hair right now.
It's great, but she's handling it fine. We had a girl on here where shit got weird right after that, like interview over.
Yeah.
No. We had a dude. What was his name? Wade. B. Wade.
Yeah.
Dude cried.
Yeah, he was not with
the
shit.
He's like, no, I can't answer that.
He was not with the
shit. We asked the governor the same thing. So we interviewed a governor of New Jersey same thing. And he was like, I don't eat the donkey.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, all right. That was a political response.
Thing. That was nice.
All right, politics.
But mostly we get yes. So,
yeah, we get yes.
You're not in the yes club.
You're in the KO gang. Yeah, you're okay.
She's like, good for them. I love her sweet spirit. Like, yay, Analingus, do your thing.
So back to seriousness real quick. So what do you have coming up next that we can get excited for and expect?
Yeah, I mean, a lot more singles.
Word.
Music videos. We need videos.
I know. I do have some videos coming. They're not really, like, full music videos because I was watching your show before I got on the call, and I feel like music videos, like, you almost kind of want to wait until you have enough budget to actually make it worth
facts.
I can't hold on. Yeah. We got to play the clap sound effect 1 second.
Yeah, no facts.
Because a 22-year-old just preached
facts
life on the camera.
I wish more grown ass men that had unnecessarily them niggas got money
shit
for no reason and they throw it away on dumb shit. At least you know what you're doing, baby. That's good. That's good.
Wow. Don't be too much of a perfectionist, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? At least like make a video presentable.
Right. Make it be right.
Wow.
That's good. You just impressed the shit out of me.
Did you see the last video, Miss Dollar? And Mr. Dollar.
All right.
Yeah. So what did you feel about it? I would love to hear your happy, sunny fucking explanation of this shit.
I'm going
to
throw up.
Angles are really everything.
Can you roast it? Can you roast it right now?
She goes, angles are really everything.
She did MySpace angles really, really well.
Yeah, all right.
I feel so bad because you know what? Like, before I say anything else, I want to say, like, shout out to anybody who's willing to put their works out there because it's
look at Paula.
Like,
she's the Paula. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo.
But the one thing I will say is it looked like some of it was filmed on an iPhone.
There you go. Really there you go. That's how you bring the spice. Therese, you fam now. I fuck with you for that.
You can't be Mrs. Dollar and Mr. Dollar and film on a Razer phone. You just can't.
They names is Mr. and Mrs. Dollar, but it definitely felt like 10 cents. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, I heard Dr. somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, his name, Dr. Dollar.
It was Dr. Dollar.
You don't have money to buy an actual camera.
Well, you heard me. Your name's Dollar.
But she a freak in the sheets, though, so.
I love Therese. Therese, this was fucking amazing, bro. Keep watching the show. Interact with the fans. There are definitely a lot of dope artists, producers, videographers and shit in the comments. Yeah. So definitely network, you know what I'm saying? And fuck with the gang,
honestly,
man.
Thank you for coming on tonight's show. And let's talk after, man. We'll definitely build the relationship more.
Also,
thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful.
Also, you look 12. So keep your ID close.
Yeah. Without makeup, it's a mess. I look 10.
That's crazy. Well, at least when you look 40, you'll look 17. That's lit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Therese, bro. It was great chopping it up
with you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. See you guys later.
For
sure. Wow, she was awesome.
Yeah, no, I follow her. She was awesome.
That was fun.
She cool as shit.
That was fun.
And she was just in the lion's den and handled herself pretty well.
Oh, man. I wonder what the conversation with her mother now is about. Mom.
Why would he ask you that? Is that what they do in America? Yes. We eat ass in America. We out here. We are out here.
Hey, babe. I promise, babe. I will get to your booty sometime.
He lying.
I will shower. I will graze.
That nigga been saying that for a year, bro.
It's got to be grazing. I'm grazing it.
That nigga been capping for a year, bro. He ain't grazed that ass
closing
once.
The eyes.
He ain't grazed that ass once, bro.
Are we done?
He capping, bro.
Are we done?
He do that shit like after every interview. Like, you know what, babe? I'm going to do it tonight. And tonight comes and he's like, nah, change my mind.
Oh, man.
Change my mind.
So Vicky Nunnally said she handled herself with class. Yes, she did.
Especially with my classless ass. It is easy for you to handle shit without class. Fuck it with me.
Yo, nonsense, bro. Starting when she was 16 and is still 16.
Yeah, facts. That's a whole fact. Oh. Let's jump back into the music, man. We out here.
Let's do it. We got so much music to play.
Brittany Solomon say, I want to see In the Sheets again. I bet. Get your goof ass out of here.
Yo, we got to get back on the screen, dog. I need my...
That make it rain up. I ain't gonna lie.
I need my...
I'm rusty as shit. I forgot to share it.
Yo, I don't even have the share option.
I'm rusty as hell, boy.
Can we share right
please
now?
Please, everybody, can we just get everybody in this bitch to hit share one time, please? Thank you.
Oh, man. That was a really
funny
thank
you. And
interview.
If you're not following the Roast and Review page on Facebook, Instagram, all the rest of that shit, make sure you hit the follow button. Fuck you.
Does this say titties? Hold on.
Does it say titties?
It said titties.
I like titties.
Oh, yitties.
Yitties. Hold on. Shoot you. What the fuck is a yitty?
I was just asking you, because you're black, so I was like, what's that jive talk?
No. All
right.
That's not one of our things.
Why does it?
No, I'm going through like the black dictionary in my head. Like, nope, not there.
It's definitely not in a white dictionary. Yitties.
All right.
Young peso. Yeah,
maybe this is like some shit we shouldn't play. The only thing I can think about that the word yitties would mean is young titties, and I'm not here for that.
No.
I'm not here for that.
No, that'd be
let's
like
see what you mean, though. Press play.
That'd be like some Epstein and Clinton shit.
Yeah, bruh. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to say that nigga name on him. False came in nigga. He saved from 50s.
I pulled out that shot. He get body like Ricky. Live by the name of my tech
and see. Pull out the shot. He get body like Ricky. Live by the name of my tech and see. I'm on that game shit. Blow nigga brain shit. You was the jet, so I'm taking your chain. Bitch, you was a focus. So stay in your lame. Just that ain't about money. I ain't going to lie. This kind of slide. Y'all niggas pussy. Y'all niggas ain't banging. Y'all niggas snitches. So don't ask to hang with 15-2-2 in the
jive talk. I love nonsense, bro.
I put a hole in your chest like you rats. Vegetables stay and I live like a cabbage.
This that young nigga feel like hey. I don't know what I'm doing, but he vibe the hardest fuck.
Up to you and your niggas is tragic. Your family now wearing your face on a frown. Like told my son who niggas for ransom. Chill, little Timmy, you throwing a tennis ball. Go some niggas like I'm Danny Phantom. Say God, he keep your hand on that head. On my chopper gon' melt niggas skin like a candle. Like starting up trouble, we starting up skin.
You late as hell, boy.
They said it in the chat again, yo.
I'm on that gang shit, boy. Nigga brain shit. You was a jet, so I'm taking your chain. Bitch, you was a bobby, so stay in your lane. Ain't about money, I speak in your lane.
Y'all niggas pussy, y'all niggas ain't banging. Y'all niggas snitches,
so don't ask to hang.
Oh, he a SoundCloud rapper.
Wow, he got
I told you this shit go up on SoundCloud.
Get hit with that Mac. Give me your shoes, you can't have that shit back. And your homies more smoke than
I still don't know what a Yiddy is.
It's
the extended clip. They got the two drums on it. They look like Yiddies.
Gonna eat nigga skin like an ego. It's gonna miss like a nigga like a Lego. Ain't see us coming all black as the camel. We dumping out the dicks, Teddy all like Emma.
Yeah, this shit's like to your brain. It's a jello. This all street nigga shit.
I'm not gonna lie. This song is making me want to look up the producer. Beats by Neko.
Yeah, hey Neko, you slid that bit, boy.
You saved your man.
Yeah. Cause on any other beat,
you can't get away with it.
Nah, it had to be that one, and that shit was sliding, bro. So
now,
push that song.
The mixing could be done a little bit better. Yeah. On this song, though, you slid. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like you did it, but you did it like definitely millennial music, 100%.
Yeah, hell yeah. Everybody who liked that is definitely born 2000 and up.
And Pop and Molly.
For sure, Pop and Molly. Drinking Cut Lean, sharing a Four Loko. Oh God,
you stupid. Oh my God, they was really pushing in the sheets.
Tracy Boyle say Stallion, tell Harry Potter to stop dancing.
Wait, that was a stab at me, right?
Fried your ass. Fried his ass. He ain't even know what happened. What you talking about?
Hold on. Who said that shit?
He trying to find out. He trying to get his address.
Yo, hold up. We gonna look
pull up, son.
We looking up Tracy Boyle on Facebook. I mean on YouTube, Instagram. Tracy Boyle.
Oh God, he pulling him up.
Don't let me find
nah, that
out.
Ain't him. Let me. That he on Facebook, bro.
Your first name Tracy.
You do got a unisex name, goof ass. Your name unisex as hell, boy. Gender fluid ass name.
Can you call Harry Potter?
Hey, but he fried your ass. You do like Harry Potter.
That's funny.
You do.
Better than all these trash songs you've been playing. Wow.
That's aggressive. That shit damn sure better be sliding too. You know, normally when people say shit like that, it's not good ever.
I'm so. Did he do a song with Riff Raff? He did do a song with Riff Raff.
Well, you know Riff Raff was selling verses. So
Riff Raff is selling anything he can sell.
Riff Raff is selling shoutouts. He literally for $200 he would say, "Hey, I fuck with you. I like this guy. I swear to God."
I know people have done that.
I know a lot of people who've done that.
I think it was Cameo, right? Cameo.
Whatever
Cameo.
It is. That niggas is out here doing. Niggas is out here paying for birthday shoutouts. Oh God.
And then lying to people and be like, "Yo, this dude fuck with me."
Hey, do your thing, dog.
Do your thing,
live
dog.
Your here life.
Here we go. All right, so this song is called Randall.
Look at what Terrell said.
Thank you for having me. Had a great time.
I'm Randall Cunningham. Don't you want to buy a scram, but I'm Randall Cunningham.
Yo, Terrell's mom, we sorry.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not sorry. I'm not. I did that for my mama. So, I'm saying, life is out here. Mama knows. But you know what? Mamas be doing all that talking, bro, but we heal right now, cause
oh
of mamas.
Oh God. Oh God.
You had to be freaky at least once for me to be here. So,
oh
you know what
my
I'm
God, I'm so uncomfortable,
bro. So you think your mom and dad ain't fucking? You really think your mom and dad ain't fucking? Listen. All the vacations your parents be going on, you think your dad ain't greasing them cheeks?
Listen,
you're wild.
Listen,
you're wild. Right.
Listen.
You're
listen.
Wild.
Listen.
Yo, daddy be, what's my name? What's my name?
I'm not hearing this.
Couldn't wait till you moved out, nigga. They fucking in the kitchen. They sitting watching The View in the morning naked. Fuck you talking about?
Yo.
You know, as you get older, you get freakier. Like, you want to have sex more.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Can we play this song?
I'm just saying.
Yo, who is William Wyse?
I don't know who William Wyse is.
Why did he get a Riff Raff feature is what I'm trying to figure out.
I mean,
out.
I guess I get it.
You can't get a Riff Raff feature and only have 1,000
views. Man, play this nigga song so we can move on. I'm tired of looking at his little egg laugh.
And what makes me even madder is the song is in 2017 with a whopping 1,000 views. Here we go.
Aww.
Money spent wrong, I'll tell you that. Sorry, Riff Raff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't know when your last name is relevant.
Riff Raff, someone like, bro.
Yeah, what did I do?
Bro. Oh, yeah, we ain't got Riff. Riff.
Oh, hell, $5 on it? Ashley Gray? All right. OG?
Tell that one thank you, hey.
What's his name? Quarterback scrambling. I ran
no Cunningham, don't. Bring that back in a second. This nigga had a proper sentence, fam.
I. California dreaming
while I'm steaming, chronic. Little city scheming.
The hook was hard. I hate name drop hooks. Reminds me of Bezalel.
I'm an Eagles fan, nigga, so I'm with that shit. Fly Eagles fly.
I hate name drop hooks. Shout out to Houston, sipping no dirty
and Cadillac cruising. Okay, this part's better. Draped in them diamonds, mixed in with them rubies.
Every day of my life is a movie. Diamond, you're why does that kind of look like Alexander King? You cannot touch me.
Low key. She wanna fuck me. Tell me she love me. Scramble like Randall Lee. Verlook is stupid. Like, I'm doing numbers. I'm moving units. I'm really wise. You're
with
really
Mark
foolish.
Wahlberg. It looks not. Mark Wahlberg, G-Eazy, and Russ had a baby.
Yeah, that would be that guy. Down, you weren't around. Yo. You out of bounds. Tell him get out. I ran no Cunningham, don't
quarterback scrambling. I ran no Cunningham, don't quarterback scrambling. I don't understand how you can drive all the way into the fucking studio knowing you got a fucking name drop hook. I fuck with it.
Yo, no
it would be a better look, yo,
if the verse was dope. But if the verse ain't dope,
I don't know, man. They get Brandon and Lee put up a tomato. Holy shit.
Yo. Quarterback, they come to my shows, they buy my clothes, they paying for features.
I'm in the game. You watching me play while you sit in the bleachers. We had Kaylee on the interview. White boys get ether. Getting so mad, they dropping their
tracks, but look like the cash to leave it to Beaver. Hush, hush. Hey, the second verse is way better than the first one.
Dude, leave it to Beaver lines got retired in 04. With Eminem and 8 Mile, that shit got retired in 04.
Yeah, you gotta go hard on that. All these bitches wanna be my friend, cause they see me on that stage. I don't even really be fucking with them, but they comment on my page. I'm too busy trying to stack these bands, can't talk to you all damn tight. I got a-
now I know why it's only
on,
got under 1,400
views. Hold on, real quick.
What?
Can this is a cartoon, correct?
Yes.
It's not a picture taken of real life that they drew. This
correct.
Is a cartoon.
Correct.
Why would you choose to have a cigarette in your mouth?
Let's zoom in. Hold on.
That's for sure a cigarette.
Oh, that is a cigarette.
You could have had a joint.
He could have been cooler. Black Mom.
You could a
cigar.
A jewel. Something.
He said a jewel. That's when you know times have changed.
Yeah, bro. You could have had some other
that's
than a
something
fucking cigarette.
I would say. Could have had a vape.
This nigga got a Marlboro Red in his mouth right now, bro. That shit is wild. That nigga got a Pall Mall Classic goof ass. Hey, man. Live your life, bro. If that's what you want, you know what I'm saying?
Is this man in the chat?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Fuck, they just exposed my ass.
I'm telling you. Next song.
Yeah, next song. Shit.
Melomi?
Whoa. Who came here with a professional fucking blown up email?
KRS2?
Hey, wait, did he just send pictures?
No.
And oh, he did.
All go right. To fan picture, bro. KRS2, no bullshit.
Wait, where do you see that?
Right there.
Oh, man.
That nigga like KRS-One for real. All
right. The preview stream or the purchase stream? I'm just going to preview it. I can't purchase it.
I don't know if I'm going to cut that bit, nah.
The song's called Mission featuring
bro, he
prompt.
Dead ass look oh, like KRS-One's kid.
God.
That shit is wild.
How do you spell his name? Mel Omni?
Right. Mel Omni?
Oh, my God.
Mel Omni. Mel Omni? Mel
yo.
That's weird.
Trisha hard, with yeah. The Iron Army Strong. Hashtag Iron Army, let's go.
Screw it. Mama, look at your son. Girl, you gave birth to a genius. That's pretty deep. You should run a prevent. Still, they can't prevent the she-man from beating these demons to a pulp. Someone grab a Kleenex. Ew. I'm the type to ride around for days. Looking for you everywhere you claim. Just to let you know I'm not afraid. With a weapon drawn, you probably think you're brave.
Okay, let's look at this logically. Tell me how you plan on stopping me. Now mix that with matter of fact. If it was that easy, why nobody stopping me?
When I'm trying to fuck through, with it. I don't
y'all
believe
y'all should have knew that now I came to Liu Kang you. Fly kicks, watch this. Just do it. Boy, I do it in plain view. That's a 787 jumbo jet from heaven with no gear for landing. Why would I stop? Engines up and running, lapping up and coming. Show them how to done it. Why would I not? Like, I know you don't really punch hard enough. That's why we don't really bang with you. Somehow you stay winning though. Duh, that's what I'm trained to do. Backtrack, give my trainer to. It's been like this since just training like a, day.
It's okay.
Not that flick with Denzel, but literally since I came to play. Feeling like a
I
king,
don't
young
think you
Leonidas.
It's okay. Spartan,
two purpose like me. CJ King when I'm swerving
okay.
on him. Michael Farrah, who's working like me, like me.
You rhyme.
Handful of y'all grind, most of y'all scam in the saw. I'm feeling robbed, y'all got it all hands to the stars.
I don't know.
Feel like it's part of my mission to give you the plan from the start.
Why don't you do that?
Feel like it's part of my mission and no, I'm not planning to stop. Feel like it's part of my, feel like it's part of my, feel like it's part of my.
He's going through the same shit that I went through. Like, I know I can rap so good and I don't want to do the other shit and water myself down. But, bro, you can do this and still be dope.
Feel like it's part of my mission and no, I'm not planning to stop.
Bro, I'm so upset that you didn't actually do that throughout the whole song.
You should have did that the whole song.
Your rapping is weak.
It don't sound as good as that other shit, for
yeah,
sure.
That other shit
it
was
sound,
fire.
It sound not as good.
I'm just confused. What's the chat saying?
I don't know what that shit is.
Lyrics and wordplay are good, just doesn't vibe well. Until
yeah.
he sang.
Yeah.
Brandon Lee, well, let me just give a clap for him. Not only investing himself with his new video, but you were made fun of early, and then you made fun of us.
Hold on now.
What?
Hold on now.
Talk to me.
Brandon Lee, you definitely was a hater.
Yo, hating hard.
You feel like you're trying to come back to the right side. Are we fucking with him yet?
We're almost there.
I feel like we're almost there for the rest of the week.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You got to be on some good shit for the rest of the time you're here.
Guys, tomorrow night we got Cato the Medium, who's going to do ghost readings. All right.
Terrified.
I'm a little nervous.
My granddaddy just died, so I'm shook.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shook.
My cousin just died. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping that she could just say something that touches me in a way.
I ain't even gonna lie. I'm hoping this interview goes pretty fairly quickly.
No. I hope I cry. I hope I connect and cry on camera.
That's fine.
That's what I'm trying to
cool,
do.
Cool. So. I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. I'm scared. I'm look at me in my eyes. I'm scared. Oh, God. For real. Mama. I'm scared.
What's funny is because, like, black people in magic think it's wizardry.
We ain't fucking with that shit.
So imagine ghosts.
Bro.
Oh, bro. Shit.
All right.
All right. I'm fucking with you.
All right. I'll move out of the country. Quit playing. Quit playing with me.
Yo, what if she tells you only something that you would know and you know it's true?
I'm going to walk out
Would
this
you
bitch.
Get goosebumps
I'm
and just.
I'm going to walk out this bitch, bro.
You're done, right?
That's it, bro.
So Cato the Medium, I can't wait. Also, she's got stories with Ryan Upchurch that she wants to share and how they linked up. So I'm kind of curious how, like.
That nigga, Ryan Upchurch, getting his palm red and shit. That's how that nigga got rich. That's
yo,
how you
that's
got
how
rich.
That's how you do, yo.
Motherfucker.
I hope she do the same thing with us.
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah. Hey, to read my palm. Read my
yeah, here's my palm. I heard this was the money line. This is the lifeline.
He been doing homework. He want to be a wizard.
She done Upchurch house. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know what that means.
How do you done someone's house?
I don't want nothing done to my house. You can have that shit.
All right, guys. I know for a fact we fucked up on the overlay. Stop mentioning it, all right? It's season 4, episode 2. Corey didn't do his job. We've been called out. Motherfucker, I know. I'm sick and tired of everyone saying, wait, this ain't season 2.
Wait, hold on. I think you're yelling at the wrong guy. Corey doesn't do that anymore.
No, Corey's in charge of the guy who does that, though.
Still yell at you. Yep. Damn it, Corey!
Can you say, right now, can you say, I fucked up? Yes. All right.
He said it in the lowest tone so these mics wouldn't pick it up.
He said
piece
it.
Of shit. Yeah.
Like, he did it in a Ginger-esque way.
He was like,
I fucked up.
You know? You goof ass.
Well, I appreciate everybody watching tonight, season 4, episode 2.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Therese, for coming tonight on our show
Thank you.
And
She's
dealing with Stallion. And sorry, Mom. Sorry.
Hey, mama. Hey. What are you talking about?
Again, tomorrow we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
Yeah, yeah.
With Kato,
and we got some Twitchers in this bitch. Shout out to everybody watching on Twitch, bro. I saw y'all. Yeah.
Message us. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Let us know how you like the experience on Twitch, because
we
found out a lot of shit about Twitch today. Twitch is kind of lit.
Just chatting.
Twitch is kind of lit. So, hey, man.
Lit.
Fuck with us, we'll fuck with you.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys so much, and we will see you tomorrow night.
On the set.
Peace out, guys.
There it is.